The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "No disciple is above his teacher, no slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher, for the slave that he become like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more those of his household? Therefore, do not be afraid of them. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, no secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. As hard as it is sometimes to forgive someone who really hurt us, sometimes it's even harder to accept that we have been forgiven by that person or by someone else. That's where the story of Joseph leads us to today. As you know, the story, the brothers of Joseph tried to kill him, so they sold them to a caravan going to Egypt. Joseph becomes, you know, the second person after Pharaoh, and then there is a famine in the land. His brothers come to Egypt wanting food, and Joseph tells them who he is and have them go back and bring their father and their youngest brother to live there, and he provides for them. So Joseph have already forgiven them when they first came to him and revealed to them his identity. But now that their father is dead, they're worried. Maybe they thought he just, you know, was nice to us because he didn't want to upset our father. So they go back to him and asking for forgiveness, asking to be taken as the slaves. A lot of times I know in confession, many people have a hard time believing that God forgives them or forgave them for something they've done in the past. Sometimes could be having an abortion, sometimes be cheating on the spouse. A really serious sin, and despite that they have asked for forgiveness before in confession, yet they're not sure that they have been forgiven. And sometimes people say, "Well, you know, Father, I just feel guilty." Feeling guilty is one thing, but God's forgiveness doesn't depend on how we feel. God's forgiveness comes from God. And we know forgiving people who hurt us in a very difficult, you know, serious way, maybe killed a family member, is not so unusual. People do this. Many parents forgive those who killed their children in car accidents because they were drunk. We heard about the Quaker community who forgave the person who went in and shot their children. So if forgiveness is possible in these circumstances by human beings, wouldn't it be possible by God at all times? We have to trust in who God is. Our God is a forgiving God. Jesus tells us today in the gospel, do not be afraid. Why shouldn't we be afraid? Because we have a forgiving God who's not looking for to punish us for the least or the largest mistake. He's willing to take us back, not as slaves, but as his children, if we truly repent and open our hearts for his forgiveness. Take some time today and maybe reflect, is there something you need forgiveness for from the Lord? Don't be afraid to approach him and ask for that forgiveness and trust that you'll be forgiven. Maybe someone has forgiven you, but you're still not too sure of that forgiveness. Have doubts about it. Trust in God. Believe that you have been forgiven.